I'm at a busy intersection at New Uwanu and Vineyard. It's close to 3 in the afternoon and rush hour traffic is starting to build up. I meet Jackie Boland from AARP Hawaii as we prepare to cross 4 busy lanes on Vineyard Boulevard.
So I used to walk this every day. That's why I know it's so hazardous. It makes my heart pound a little faster when I think about crossing these streets. And if I had a disability, I would certainly hesitate. But where else are you going to go? If you need to get up there, there's no other way to cross. The entire length of Vineyard is sort of this dense.
The light turns green and we start moving at a brisk pace.
So let's see if we can make it all the way across, because I think we can.
We safely reach the sidewalk with seconds to spare, but the thought of crossing the same length with a cane or a wheelchair would make me nervous.
So we used to do walk audits in this particular intersection. I remember one of our volunteers notably said, "I had to pick up my cane and run."
A recent report released by Smart Growth America ranked Hawaii as the worst state in the country when it comes to elderly pedestrian fatalities. From 2006 to 2012, 42% were elderly residents. Dan Galanis is a statistician for the state's Department of Health. He says pedestrians 65 and older are often killed while following the rules of the road. Of pedestrians fatally hit while in a crosswalk, more than 2/3 are seniors.
So basically, that's telling us that seniors who are fatally injured are more likely to have, you know, been in the right.
Michael Formby is the director of transportation services for the city and county of Honolulu. He says while the numbers don't look good for the state, there are a number of things the city is doing to try and change these statistics. Formby says one of the reasons so many of our seniors fall victim to pedestrian crashes is because we have such an active elderly population.
They still get out and they do things. They still like to walk to the store, walk to Long's, walk to a restaurant, walk to visit their family and friends. And you see this in certain districts where you just have a lot of pedestrian traffic, and yet you have this corridor where a lot of traffic is going through sometimes at a very high rate of speed. And so we're starting to say we need to actually be more proactive about identifying the areas that need that and go out and make the changes.
According to the Honolulu Police Department, there have been 12 pedestrian fatalities so far this year on Oahu. 7 of those 12 pedestrians were over the age of 65. Molly Solomon for HPR News.